Good morning. We're back at it again in relation to the fraud and the treason and the treachery in this country. A friend in South Australia just got a letter from the Whyalla Shire. Well, I've never read so much nonsense in my life. They obviously have no idea what they're talking about. It's the CEO, Mr. Common, that's his name apparently, according to him. No, it refers to 1934 UK Act establishing South Australia in 1942. And obviously he didn't like what's in the 1942 Act, which obviously, if it was a constitution, and it was, according to him, the 42 Act overrode the 1934 Act. That's a later act. Then he refers to 64A of the South Australian Constitution. He goes through all this spiel about how local government is and established under all these acts. Well, what a lot of crap. Nonsense. Or whatever else you want to call it. Lies, fraud, treason. You're trying to say, and you've changed different things on there, where does the authority come from for states? If you look at page 936 of the Red Constitution, I know Anne Toomey doesn't particularly like it because she's got a row of books that lays out her version of conventions for the establish the Constitution. Obviously, if they are true, she needs to read them because the interpretation of the Constitution that's in the Red Book, this Red Book, is put there by Dr. John Quick and Sir Robert Garran and all the people who put the Constitution together. Their interpretation is how it should be because they came to the conclusion taking on board all other acts throughout the world. So we got the best constitution. Now, what went to England was a provisional act, a draft copy, and it was changed. That was added 9 clauses, and Anne Toomey and her associates, I'll put it that way, in the educational field decided that only one clause applies. Sorry, Anne, that's a lie. I don't know who told you it. I don't know who's pushing it, but it is a lie. The 9 clauses are part of the Commonwealth Constitution Act 1900 UK, an act which allows us to have a constitution subject to that act. Now, you can say whatever you like. Subject to means the 9 clauses must be in it. The 9 clauses must be in it. You can't take them out. You can't take the preamble out. You can't take out the fact of how everything was established. So then you add the public record, which is the conventions held to put the constitution together so that the interpretation of each section would come out as how the framers wanted it. They put it together. Who for? Us. Who can change that? Us. You're trying to say that somehow the parliament has jumped up over everybody and become supreme. But if you have a look at the little books you had over your left shoulder, and they are true, it states in the first one or two conventions that any semblance of supremacy or anything else, including the right to change the state constitutions, would be removed federation and granted solely to the people. Now, what comes out of that is page 286. The supreme, absolute and uncontrollable authority remains with who? The people. But you thought, well, the referendums don't really mean much. We can change our way we talk about it, the wording, and we make out, well, hang on, it was either carried or it wasn't carried. No one only got to touch it, let alone carry it around. The fact is, the states under 106 of the Constitution are allowed to continue subject to the Constitution. So everything in it can only be enforced subject to the Commonwealth Constitution or the provisions of it. If you go to page 935, 36, 37, you'll get to see what the states retain and what the Commonwealth retains. Because you are not understanding when the colonies became states. You read clause 7 first. There was nothing to become states, only the area of land. The legislative authority over that land is contained in this constitution. Or Commonwealth Constitution, the Act, and what's derived from it, which is what you're trying to alter, change, whatever you think you can. But Queen Victoria knew what you were doing, made them all letters patent. So for South Australia, the 1942 Act was made letters patent. It appears that was the latest one before Federation. In 1934, the South Australian government removed that constitution, Tasmania, and replaced it with a new one. Where'd they get that authority? From the Constitution? No. Does the Constitution grant authority for the states to remove their constitutions and replace them? No. Do they have the power to change them? No. Do they have the power to alter? Yes. subject to the signification of the reigning monarch due to the fact that their letters patent. Can you comprehend that? Or are you not even trying? But then you came out in your video and you said the Parliament has plenary power in its legislative areas. Yes, comprehend that. Plenary power is full and complete authority. Well, if full and complete authority remains with the people who now owns it, we do. If you go to our Parliament, you put our will to that Parliament, but you never do. It comes out later. Look at that lady, she crossed the floor. I don't give a hang what her religion is, what her beliefs are. Can you comprehend the fact that you don't just get to do what you like once you get into Parliament and you do it? You don't even put legislation together according to the Constitution. It's put together by the executive government of each state and the Commonwealth. But we haven't got a lawful Commonwealth one, so, and you already know that because I've explained it. Until we have 6 lawful states, but we don't have them still. We haven't had since 1975 any lawful states. So what Parliament are you talking about? What government are you talking about? What authority are you talking about? None exists. Local government that is being pushed around now as authoritative is a product of the Labour Party in 1979, backed up by all the other political parties. Total act of treason and theft of properties. You see, Torrens was one of the governors of South Australia. He created the Torrens title. He had no power to do it. No power to do it. Why? Because there's no authority in the Constitution for control over people's property or their titles, which is the ownership of their property, by the state. The duty of the governors of the states is to provide people with titles, lawful titles, to their land, which says Joe Blow is the proprietor, the owner of that land. He isn't a tenant in common or a tenant or anything else. That is a lie. That title is then fraud. Don't believe me? Read your constitution. Because of the powers of the Parliament of the states and the Commonwealth are set up under the provisions of the Constitution. Well, let's look at the states first. 107, 108, and 109 establishes the states subject to this Constitution. The High Court's already interpreted it from this book. Go read the document that interpreted it. So did Sir Samuel Griffiths. He interpreted 106 for the convenience of the Whyalla Shire, because obviously they have no idea what it means. They only have yours or some other educated person's idea of what it should mean, but not the truth of what it does mean, because obviously you don't have no idea. 106, as defined by Sir Samuel Griffiths, one of the people who wrote the Constitution, he said, paragraph 148 of HCA 39 of 1915, here you find section 106 binds the state constitutions, 1934, to the overriding authority of the federal constitution, along with all its laws.
Here to do a bit of a chat and a bit of a talk, support the boys. Glenn, good mate of mine. Jake, Daniel Windsor, long-time friend years ago. Steve, and everyone else that I've probably missed. We do have a problem in this country. It needs to be sorted out. And without people standing up together and putting their foot down in unity, we won't get anywhere. John Wilson, I've spoken to you for a long time, often on the phone, probably about 8 years now. I support your national strike. You're one of the first people to sign up. Ricardo, Australia One, you got my 100% support, always. As for the national strike, the best campaign in the strike is the rates action, top paying rates. 10 years now, I haven't paid rates. There's a bit of a story to that. Before the rates come along, the strike come along, I moved to central Queensland. I had a 2-acre property in Brisbane, on the north side of Brisbane. We moved to Queensland, central Queensland, and I bought a property up here. And it's a 700 square metre block. And I was doing renovations on the house and whatnot. And I got my first rates bill. And I didn't pay too much attention to it. I thought it was pretty dear. It was about $1,800 for a 6-month rates bill. And I didn't pick that up straight away. But when I did pick it up, I took it to the council. I fronted the council. And their reply was, there's less people up here. So I pretty much tore it up and threw it over the desk and told them to get it. That's how it went. So I had a BME bonnet. I got their ABN number. I researched them. I traced them back through ASICS, which is Australian Securities and Investment Commission, and then from there on to the Queensland Treasury Corporation. And then from there, they went to the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, you can get onto that page if you put it in your search engine, USSEC, and you'll come up with a Edgar search engine. And you can put in Queensland Treasury Corp, and there's a whole listing of filings in there. You can, it's tedious. It took me a long time, but you can go through each one, and you will find in there where it shows you local governments are running a business for profit and loss, making tens of millions of fucking dollars off the back of Queensland ratepayers. Now, I did that in 13-14 financial year, and I'm pretty sure, if I remember rightly, it was around about 108 million they'd made off the back of Queensland ratepayers. So I took all this, I snapshotted it, put it all in document, went to the council, dropped it on the CEO's desk and wanted answers. Where's my money going? Where's our money going? All our hard-earned dollars we work for, we paid for. Where's it going? And they wouldn't talk to me. They wouldn't reply to me. They rang the police on me. They kicked me out of the council. So I left there and I told them I wasn't going to pay another fucking cent, and I haven't paid a cent since. I'm looking. It's around about $70,000 in rates that they say I owe, and $9,000 in water. So anyway, they passed it on to the debt collectors. The debt collectors came after me. Now, if anyone's looked at Romney Stewart's work, very important, you'll notice your name, the all capital legal fiction name. This is how they fraud you. This is how the courts fraud you. This is how the banks fraud you. On your driver's license, your name in all capitals. That is not descriptive English text by law, because everyone's too stupid and they don't know their English. When we went to school, it was uppercase, lowercase. So this is pretty much like Romney says, it's Tom and Jerry language. So now the debt collectors come after me. There's a few things you can do to beat these guys. It's pretty easy. Same with the magistrates' courts, because they were the next ones that come after me. What you'll find is they will have a PO box on top of their window envelope, which is a non-contracting venue. You go and open a bank account with a PO box, they won't allow you to do it. You need to have a fixed address. So that's one. That's mail fraud. Number two, your name will be in all capitals, which is impersonation. So I have these stickers made up. You've probably seen them on John's page. I've put them out there. They work. Don't even open the envelopes. So if you're part of the strike action now and you're not sure about what to do, trust me, I've done it 10 years. I did this long before any of this come along. I was in contact with Romley. I was talking to Wayne Glue in Perth. I got my constitution. I didn't use a lot of the constitution. I just did my own thing, and I followed the paper trail, followed the money. And it led to where it led. And anyway, so after the debt collectors, I got rid of them, and then the magistrates' courts in Emerald, Central Highlands Council, they sent me a letter, and I held it up against the light. I could see through the envelope, Central Highlands Regional Council, Emerald Magistrates Court, and I knew what it was. So I put my sticker straight on the front of that. Didn't even open it. Put it back in the red mailbox and sent it back. And that was the last time I ever heard of it. I also approached a local member, Lachlan Miller. He's from the Liberal Nationals out here at Ruby Vale or Sapphire. I sent the documentation to him, and it was enough for him to get in his car and put his suit and tie on and drive all the way to Blackwater to my house and pull up on my front doorstep. Asked me what's going on. So laid it all out on the table, made him a coffee, sat down with him, explained to him what's going on. I said, these guys are corporations. They're stealing our money. They don't do fuck all for us. They're glorified lawn fucking mowers. That's all they do. He pretty much threw his hands in the air. He's a local MP, threw his hands in the air and said, it's above my pay grade. So just remember that when you go to politicians and you're petitioning to politicians, asking for their fucking help. They won't fucking help you. Don't even talk to them. He said you need to get onto Ken O'Dowd, member for Flynn, federal member. So I sent the documentation to Ken O'Dowd's office. Silence. Nothing. They don't want to talk to you. Sweep it under the carpet. So that's my story on rates. And if the people are out there, if you're scared, don't be scared. I've done it for 10 years now. They haven't come near me. They still keep computer generating the rates notices, sending them out. In the mail, I'll just fucking put them straight in the bin. I keep one every now and then, the rest go in the bin. So don't be scared, Australia. It's time to stand up. I've proven it. I've done it for 10 years. Wayne Glue's done it also. There's other people in the country that are doing it. And if we hit them hard, in the rates area, withdraw our finances from them. That's the way to fucking kill them. That's the way to stop them. We've got to do it in numbers, bro.